I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Grouse numbers are up all over the upper Midwest, and it looks like it's going to be a great season, but maybe not right now. I'll tell you what hinders grouse hunting right now and how you can get around that problem, but first.
Fleet Fest is kicking off this Friday for 3 days only at Fleet Farm. Find in-store only deals on top brands and fall favorites, like 10% off select hunting gear, power tools, and wild bird feed. And get 20% off select workwear and fishing gear. Plus, mark your calendars for free pumpkin painting this Saturday only from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss deals and fun for everyone in the family this weekend at Fleet Fest. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Grouse hunters are taking to the woods because the numbers are going to be very good this year. That always means grouse hunters are going to get out there and chase those birds because it's just fun. But the problem this time of year is that there's a lot of leaves on the trees. Those leaves give those birds a lot of cover. Makes it really hard to get a good lead and make a good shot. But you can get around that by hunting trails. That's right, I never like hunting trails, but this time of year, it's what I do. Because after all, you want to be able to see some birds and you want to get off some nice clean shots. In the woods in the upper Midwest, you'll find a lot of logging roads, and those areas seem to hold grouse well. But it's kind of an open area, so you have to be very stealthy. You have to move quietly. You don't want to use loud commands on your dog, and you want to make sure that you're not spooking those grouse and causing them to make an early flush. So when you get out on those trails, just remember, walk softly, don't make a lot of noise, you're going to see a lot more birds. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.